Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. A sheriff's deputy was called out to Pratt Mountain yesterday afternoon after a contractor for a wireless company spotted two juveniles running from a wireless tower location. The contractor found damage estimated between $15,000 to $20,000 worth, and every building at the site had either been broken into or damaged in some way. The contractor saw the two boys, who also had two dogs with them, and as they fled, the dogs remained behind. The deputy picked up the two animals and called the contact number on one of the dog's tags, and that led him to the residence of one of the 14-year-old suspects. After speaking with the parents, the two boys were identified and issued citations for felony vandalism. The Eureka Police Department has been awarded a $22,000 grant from the State Office of Traffic Safety. The money will be used to fund the department's ongoing efforts to curb the number of DUI-related incidents in the city. Police Chief Merle Harpum said in a statement, and I quote, "Because of our high incidence of deaths and injuries caused by persons under the influence of drugs or alcohol, the Eureka Police Department takes a zero-tolerance attitude towards people who drive while intoxicated." The special DUI grant funding will allow Eureka Police to conduct more DUI and driver's license checkpoints. In just 2012 alone, Eureka has seen three DUI-related traffic fatalities and 22 DUI-related traffic injuries due to impaired drivers. A sheriff's deputy was dispatched to St. Joseph's Hospital to gather information from the victim of a shark attack off the North Jetty this afternoon. The Times-Standard reports that eyewitnesses were in the water at the time of the attack and that the surfer made his way to shore but was injured severely. A friend of the victim transported the man to the hospital where he was being prepped for surgery. The name of the victim has not been released by the sheriff's office, and a deputy who was on beach patrol was unaware the attack had taken place until notified by other surfers. New property tax bills have been mailed to property owners throughout the county. Due to an earlier error, many of the tax bills had been incorrectly tabulated to reflect local school bond rates. The new tax bills have corrected those mistakes, and yellow corrected bills are now accurate. If you have any questions about your property tax bill, you are encouraged to contact the county tax office immediately, because despite the error and the remailing, late fees and penalties will still be imposed. And Pacific Gas and Electric announced today that it's sending more than 150 employees to New York to help restore power in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. Crews from all over PG&E's Northern and Central California service area will depart from Sacramento within the next few days. Many utility companies in the storm's projected path are calling upon extra workers and resources from across the country through the industry's mutual aid network. PG&E is part of the network of U.S. utilities that call on one another to assist in power restoration efforts after major events like hurricanes, winter storms, and wildfires. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies responded to a call from a woman in Leggett who initially told 911 that a robbery had just been committed. The caller, 32-year-old Leggett resident Kristen Wright, then reported that three suspects had agreed to purchase 10 pounds of marijuana for $20,000. Instead of $20,000, however, the three suspects handed over about $400 and then fled the scene with the weed. Wright and a male companion followed the suspects, who left the scene in two vehicles, and Mendocino County deputies intercepted one vehicle and arrested 18-year-old Christopher Yaramillo of Laytonville and 20-year-old Jose Lemus of San Pedro on a possession for sale charge. The third suspect was not found. Deputies found the 10 pounds of weed in the vehicle, and in addition to arresting Yaramillo and Lemus, they also arrested Kristen Wright for possession of marijuana for sale. In another Mendocino County incident, the sheriff's office received a call early this morning about a suspicious situation on the banks of the Eel River near Highway 271 on private property. The caller reported finding a shoe sticking out of the ground, and on closer examination, the caller reported they believed they had found a buried body. they had. Detectives arrived on scene and found a body buried in a shallow grave. The department has requested the assistance of the UC Davis Anthropology Department in recovering the remains from the grave, and the investigation into the identity and cause of death has begun. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.